Nolte, Cracker Barrel puts out damage control statement, does not vow to end grooming. By John Nolte on August 26, 2025. Reeling from the well-deserved blowback against its soulless redesign, Cracker Barrel released a corporate statement titled "Our Promise to You," but made no promise to stop hosting gay pride events that include little kids. You know, like this one. On behalf of Cracker Barrel's LGBTQ+ Alliance and Give team, we want to celebrate you for being you. It is our greatest mission to ensure that pleasing people means all people. LGBTQ+ Pride Month each June is an important time to reflect on the Stonewall riots that began on June 28, 1969, evoking activists to demand change for the LGBTQ+ community in America. Along with ensuring educational resources and inclusivity practices are upheld every day, Cracker Barrel will also be returning to Nashville Pride and the Out and Equal Workplace Advocates Conference. There are many ways we encourage bringing your authentic self to work. Cracker Barrel painted its iconic rocking chairs with the colors of the gay pride flag, and proudly posted photos of little kids attending the event. These should be 18+ events only. What has not changed, and what will never change, reads the Promise to You statement, are the values this company was built on when Cracker Barrel first opened in 1969. Really? Because I'm pretty sure that outside of involving children in these events, the idea of the narcissistic self-worship of encouraging your authentic self has zero to do with the founding values of Cracker Barrel. Gay, straight, whatever, if you want to encourage actual accomplishment, please do. But encouraging your authentic self is engaging in narcissistic, intellectual fluff. Of course, if Cracker Barrel were true to its founding values, it never would have hired a leftist woman in black glasses to become its CEO. What I wrote yesterday bears repeating: if you give a boy a G.I. Joe action figure, he will become G.I. Joe. He will take Joe into danger and on heroic adventures. If you give a girl a G.I. Joe, instead of becoming G.I. Joe, she will turn G.I. Joe into a version of her. Joe will go shopping, attend tea parties, and make Malibu Barbie's dreams come true. Men and women are different. They just are. Yes, I'm generalizing, but biology is biology. And this is why so many women CEOs ruin our institutions. Instead of becoming a part of the institution, admiring what made it great, and building on that, they turn the institution into an idealized version of themselves. Look at Star Wars, NPR, and Bud Light. That's not to say women can't lead. Of course they can. We see proof of this every day in the Trump administration. But when you give a narcissistic leftist full power, man or woman, it will be a disaster, and with the women the disaster will be the queering and feminization of everything. Even Indiana Jones. There is no question the CEO of Cracker Barrel freaking hates Cracker Barrel and its customer base, and does so in the exact same way Lucasfilm CEO Kathleen Kennedy hates Star Wars and its fanbase. Hiring leftist women to run your company is like hiring someone who hates your kids to babysit your kids. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.